بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Indeed, we are honored to have the Imam and the Khatib of Al Masjid Al Haram, Sheikh Saleh ibn Muhammad Ali Talib, in our presence. Sheikh is a great scholar and also a qadi in the courts in Makkah Al Mukarramah. Sheikh began his khutbah by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thereafter sending durood and salawat, peace and salutations upon our beloved Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Shaykh quoted an ayah of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal nasu attaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa'a wa attaqu allaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wa arham inna allaha kana alaykum raqiba. Shaykh says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that we need to have taqwa, which is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be God-fearing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Shaykh says, this deen of Islam, it's a deen of peace. And it's a deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described in the Quran as rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy unto mankind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to follow in the sunnah, in the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Shaykh advises us as the Muslim ummah that we need to be united as one ummah, and because the deen of Islam is the deen of peace and the deen of forgiveness and the deen and the religion of fulfilling the rights of each and every person. And thereafter, Shaykh explains what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refer to as taqwa. Shaykh gives an example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that a muttaqi, a person who has taqwa, is one that treads this path as if he is walking upon thorns. So he's careful that when he walks, he does not put his foot on the thorn and get hurt. In the very same manner, when a person is passing through this world, going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will be careful what he does. He needs to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He needs to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he needs to take caution that he does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, Shaykh mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. And in another ayah in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُم مِّن ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not differentiate between Arab and non-Arab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not differentiate between black and white. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not differentiate between rich and poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the measurement in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the taqwa, that is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the God-fearing habits that a person have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaykh says there is no differentiation in the deen of Islam. The only measurement in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taqwa. Thereafter, Shaykh cautions us and reminds us that we are passing through this world, and one day we will be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Either we will go into paradise or we will not go into paradise. Thereafter, Shaykh mentions that we need to fulfill the rights of everybody. And here Shaykh mentions that we need to fulfill the rights of the Muslims as well as the rights of the non-Muslims. It is not only the rights that we need to fulfill of Muslims only, but the deen of Islam teaches us a complete deen where we need to fulfill the rights of everyone. Then Shaykh says we need to learn our religion. We need to make an effort whereby we can learn our religion, how we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ourselves, and how we need to ensure that our families do the same, and how we need to treat the Muslims, and how we need to treat the non-Muslims as well. Shaykh cautions us further that in this deen of Islam, we should not aid anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not put in this deen. Nor should we remove from this deen anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put in this deen or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the very same manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed us and taught us how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. That this deen of Islam is a complete deen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no need for me and you to put anything into this deen. Do it, and we need to follow this deen like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us to do this. And if we will add things into this deen, or we will remove things from this deen, it will be in the category of bid'ah. And that is that people who introduce new things or remove things from this deen of Islam. And we should stay away from such people, because those are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, because if you involve yourself in bid'ah, it can take you towards shirk, ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَّهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ بِهِ اللَّهِ. That is, that there are those people that will come to you to mislead you and take you away from the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to be careful of such people, and we need to be careful of such actions. How do we know if something is from the deen of Islam? Sheikh says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this deen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in who had passed on this deen to us. For that reason, we need to honor and respect the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because they are the ones who had passed on this deen to us. And therefore, if anybody tells us anything bad about the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, they are those people that are intending to take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is part of our deen, and it is part of our belief, that we protect the integrity of the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. Also, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ali Bayt, the Ahlul Bayt, who are the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Ali radiallahu an is amongst the Ahlul Bayt as well, and the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to love them. It is part of our deen that we love them and we respect them. And they had followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. They did not follow their own ways and their own whims and fancies. So therefore, if anybody comes to us and tells us that the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does things differently, we should say no, because they followed in the very footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we look at the relationship between Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu married the daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. So those that say Umar radiallahu anhu is not part of the Ahlul Bayt, or Umar radiallahu anhu and the Ahlul Bayt don't get along, your Shaykh had been showing you a point that Umar radiallahu anhu had married the daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And then Shaykh completed the first part of the khutbah, where Shaykh asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he protects us and he takes care of us and he makes us from amongst the muttaqeen. Thereafter, in the second khutbah, Shaykh begins by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending durood and salawat upon our beloved Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh further mentions in the second khutbah, he says that if we will have the quality of the muttaqeen, of those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are God-fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that particular person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that person's family, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that person's wealth. Shaykh quotes an ayah of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are those that don't have fear of Allah those that don't have fear of anybody, they only have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes who are the awliya Allah. It is those people who have the taqwa, who are muttaqeen, and from amongst those who have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Shaykh made dua for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made dua in general, and Shaykh concluded the second khutbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we be from amongst the muttaqeen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب